Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Leading the day, REST, an Australian superannuation fund, has made waves in the investment world. They've become a key player in Fidelity International's Logix Fund, a venture set to revolutionize logistics infrastructures across Western Europe with a green twist. REST is seeking to drive sustainable growth and aims to hit net zero carbon emissions. With the integration of solar technology and a variety of other eco-friendly initiatives, they're looking to make an environmental impact and potentially high financial returns. REST's stake in this game reflects their commitment to environmental sustainability, with a target to increase such investments to 1% in their portfolio by 2026. In the economic scene, the outlook appears unstable as Australian consumer sentiment experiences a drop. According to the recent Westpac survey, sentiment is down 2.4% to a concerningly low 82.4 points. This negative swing comes amidst rising inflation and the highest interest rates we've seen in a decade. The sharp decrease is indicative of a broader economic slowing, set to impact consumer spending and the wider Australian economy. Financial authorities are now in the hot seat, trying to strike a balance between reining in inflation and easing the financial squeeze on households. Over to Queensland, where residents affected by the floods of 2022 aired their grievances at a federal inquiry on insurer practices, chaired by Daniel Molino. The crux of the issue? Complex insurance jargon that stymies claim resolution, underwhelming settlement offers, and discrepancies in loss assessment. Advocacy groups are pushing for clearer communication and tenant-focused policies. We eagerly await the report due by September 30th, which will shape policies for future disaster recovery and relief measures. And finally, on the climate front, new data reveals just how vulnerable Australia is to severe weather events. AON's figures state that Cyclone Jasper alone caused damages exceeding $1 billion last year. Add to this the almost $1 billion losses from festive season floods in Queensland, and we are faced with a stark reality. As global insured losses soar, it is obvious that the time has come for urgent action on climate-related risk mitigation and for the creation of robust adaptation strategies, with insurers viewed as potential leaders in this change. Stay tuned to keep abreast of all the financial services news at Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management advice. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for in-depth coverage and insights. That's it for today. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.